So we welcome you out there, internet audience. We're glad that you're listening and watching, and you can turn to Mark 11, 22 with us. Praise the Lord. Here we go. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now we know what's happened. They had gone into the city. They had met and heard the, they heard and they saw the fig tree. And so then on the way back, they saw what Jesus had done to it. So they're like going, okay, what's up with this? What are you doing? Okay. So verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed to be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. You believe that you receive them. Faith is believing and receiving. When you believe in something, you think, you trust, and you imagine. You imagine. Now I want to talk about imagination. Who likes Disney World? Who created Disney World?
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. Did Walt ever see Florida? He never saw it. He never saw it? He did see it.
Yeah,
he
did.
He saw it. His wife, he said, they said, oh, isn't it a shame that Walt never saw it? And his wife said, he saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That was his reality. The kingdom realm is our reality. This is not our reality. We change this reality. The kingdom realm is our reality. Now, imagination is the act or power of forming a mental image or something not present to the senses or never before wholly perceived in reality. Talking about, that's how this, I'm giving you a human version. Creative ability, a creation of the mind. So that this wasn't Noah Webster, the old Noah Webster. This is fresh. But it's perceived in our reality. Okay? Now, everything we see came from something we could not see out here. Everything. Everything did. Everything we see pre-existed in the mind of God. And God didn't make stuff out of nothing. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He imagined what he wanted and to create, and then he spoke it into existence. So he spoke what he was seeing. Amen. So there was an image inside the mind of God that preceded everything. So you're gonna have to have an image. God created the world through imagination. So you're not going to be able to just believe what you see unless you want that to be your reality. Remember, you're planning, we're talking about you planning your future. You're planning your future. And God is in your future. And God is now. Now faith is. So if God created the universe with the imagination and then gave imagination to us, then we must have an awesome gift. People overlook imagination. God gave us imagination. Right now, you're living your life according to the most dominant images that you have. So if you don't like them, let's just change them tonight. If you're not happy with what's going on, which I hope that's 100% of us, that we want more. It doesn't mean we're not content. We're not comfortable, but we do want to move forward. I mean, things are good for us. I can't tell you how many of you that I spoke to tonight, and you're like, yeah, things are good. It just, Cherie said, everything's just clicked into place, just clicked into, you know, you see what I'm saying. So, praise the Lord. So you're living, in what you've imagined. So you can change that. You can make that better. Amen. I want to put this in your thinking. Everything is created twice. Everything is created twice. There's a mental image And then there's that which takes place in the physical realm. Right? Okay. That's what you've got to, listen, you're going to have to start thinking like this if you're going to use these scriptures we're talking about. I'm not going to sneeze in Jesus' name. I'm imagining that I'm not. Praise the Lord. So, one of the images, once again, you're seeing in here. The other one you're going to see out here. If I imagined a silver Lexus, then it could, I'll show you the steps we'll go through to get that, but it could manifest in my life because I started with an image. Walt Disney started with that image of that castle. I mean, I saw that years ago when I was a little girl. We'd have soup and sandwich on Sunday nights. And it's 6:30, Sissy said. And the Wonderful World of Color would come on and Tinkerbell would go over that.
Well, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. We actually started watching the Wonderful World of Color on black and white. But we had an image. And Daddy got us a color TV. Okay, so the world we see is real, but it existed in the imagination of God first. God himself began with the end in mind. You got to get hold of that. You're looking for your results. You're looking for your results, so you have to have them now because faith is now, okay? So it must be and is with us. We need to do it like God does it. We are hoping for and dreaming about a spiritual substance of things we want to come into this physical world. Take healing, for example, or take Aunt Maggie getting saved. Are you going to go around, that girl is never going to get saved? Are you going to start getting an image of her running to the altar? Right? What are you imagining for America right now? I'm preaching really good right now. That was right on right there. Now, so, praise the Lord. We must always begin with the end in mind because everything is created twice. First creations are spiritual realities. Second creations are physical realities. All second creations result from first creations. Whatever you are imagining. Once again, we're made in the image of God. God is a creator, but we both create with our imagination. We do just what he did. He made us just like himself. Notice we're in the image of God. We were in the imagination of God. And now we're his, in Texas, we'd say spitting image. We look just like him. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, now let's talk about prayer for just a moment. We want to talk about prayer that creates the future. Okay? The best way to predict your future is to invent it. If you're going to predict your, just invent your future. Just invent it. Just start saying what you have. This is exactly what Abraham did. He called things that were not as though they were. I am the father of a multitude. Praise the Lord. The best way to predict your future is to invent it. Now, I understand that there are things coming our way that are outside of our control somewhat. Everybody deals with that. But we're not left to the mercy or fate or the actions of other persons, people. We're not left to that. Yeah, but the government, no, you're in a higher place. There are a lot of people trying to push Jesus off that cliff. He ended up on the other side. True story. There was a big storm going on. He shut it down. There was a lot of people to feed. He fed them. And we could go on and on about these things where it looks like it's too overwhelming for it to change. What so-and-so did to me or what they're doing, what the government's doing to us. Now, wait a minute. We're the ecclesia. So we're going to have to imagine our future. Praise the Lord. Abraham Lincoln understood this. He understood first and second creation. Listen to these words. 47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now, did you hear that? Brought forth what they had conceived in liberty. They conceived. How are you going to have a baby? You conceive. Some of y'all are going, ah. But that's how it happens. You receive it. Mama, you receive it. And so that's how it begins. And then there comes that little heartbeat, you know? Well, that's what happens with your faith. You believe it. What makes you believe it? It's a promise you're reading.
That's it.
It's a promise you're reading. So you believe it and you receive it. And in a little bit, that little heart will start beating. And then you'll start talking it. And what do you say? I'm expecting. Yes. Praise the Lord. Our forefathers were not content to let the future just happen. Come on, church. They prayed, they imagined a new nation, and they brought it forth. And that's what we need to do right now. A new nation. Bring it forth new. Amen. I'm not just talking about America, I'm talking about your life. You imagine you're going to bring forth a new life now. We're going to have new lives. Amen. Now, the very best way to predict the future is to create the future. The very best way to predict the future is to invent the future. So create the future. Invent the future. That's what we need to do. Now, this is spoken. Most of you, I know a lot of you are entrepreneurs. This is spoken in the marketplace all the time. This is what they tell you all the time. You're going to have to get it. You're going to have to create this within your thinking. You're going to have to change your thinking. But that's exactly what the Bible teaches. Exactly what it teaches. See, this isn't just for entrepreneurs and visionaries of businesses. All of God's people can create a kingdom future using their God-given power, using their God-given imagination. This is what I see myself doing. This is where I see myself. This is what I see. And after a while, you have to raise the bar. Because you arrive. And then you go on to the next place. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are not victims of our own circumstances, right? We can be proactive in shaping our futures. What is proactive? Proactive is tending to initiate change rather than reacting to events. I'm going to change this. We're not going to have to keep coming back and reacting to this. And we're going to change it. We're going to pull the power out of it, we would say about some things.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So we're going to change this. Praise the Lord. And you can do that yourself with what's going on in your life. So, but what it is, it's denoting a mental process that affects a subsequent process. You're going to have to start somewhere. Remember what the Apostle Paul said. He said that we were to renew our mind, to not be conformed, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. You're going to have to hook your mind up to your spirit, because your spirit can go. Praise the Lord. All right. So what you have to start with, church, from the very beginning of this, and I think most of you have already done this, but it would behoove us just to mention this. We are no longer victims. That's where you have to start, that you don't see yourself as a victim. And I want to give you a little nugget here. You know, victims are not just people who've been hurt by a system or another person. That's typically what they say. Well, the victim, da, 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 da. But victims, The victim mentality actually manipulates and blames. If you were in a place where you're a victim, you could get out of it quickly. You don't have to stay a victim. But let's go first with blame. So what do people do? It's always someone else's fault. It's always someone else's fault. That's what they do. And then there's always an excuse. Always, you say something to someone, and if it's a correction, they'll just come back to you with an excuse. Instead of, what do they say in the military, Lieutenant? No excuse, sir. That's what they say in the military. You don't give an excuse. You just apologize and go on. Amen. So if you can practice that in your life, you hear me? If you'll practice that in your life, I don't have an excuse. If you just practice that, I know you want people to feel better about you. But particularly with your boss or your leadership, that's no excuse. That goes over bigger. And it got quiet in here. Well, praise the Lord anyway. But what happens is, you know, the kid's acting up. Let's just go there. Everybody loves this. Well, they're just tired. The kid, they're hungry. And the kid goes down the HEB line and just starts knocking off the food on the shelves, you know. Yeah. And then they say, well, HEB shouldn't have had that food out there. I like that. It sounds silly, but people do that. Or, excuse me, but little, do we have a Mikey? We don't have a Mikey. Little Mikey has not been doing very well in Sunday school. Well, it must be your teacher's fault in there. It can't be little Mikey. That's victim mentality. I like what Casey Stone, he said, it ain't my children, I beat my children, they're gonna come. He'll straighten them out. But are you gonna get out of the victim mentality or not? Because it's a choice you're gonna make. You're either gonna make excuses and make excuses for your children, or you're gonna go ahead and say, man, I need to do a better job. Amen. And then the next thing is that victims manipulate. Hello, I'm calling the prayer chain. I need all of y'all to agree. I'll be calling 13 people today, and I need all of y'all to agree. I need money by 6 o'clock tonight, and I need all of y'all to agree. Well, you only need one person to agree with you. But you don't really want agreement. You want someone to pay the bill. And so you go around and you get your prayer partners and you tell them all, hoping somebody is going to go, oh. That's victim mentality. It is God that we should trust. Amen. You can say, one person, I need you to agree with me by 6 o'clock tonight. God's going to have everything I need right there. They go, I'll be your two in Jesus' name. You walk away. You believe Dad, Papa for it. Amen. Anyway, that was free. Praise the Lord. That is absolutely nothing but manipulation. Now, prayers that create the future. Have you ever prayed and then your prayer got answered? How many of y'all prayed and your prayer got answered? Amen. All of us. So if you have answered prayer, then you've actually operated in your God-given imagination. You imagined it. You asked for it. You got it. Amen. So we know that this works. So your prayer requests are actually first creations. Okay? They're first creation. The answers are the second creation. So it wouldn't have happened unless you prayed. Unless you said something. So in a real sense, your prayers create future. Are y'all here? Okay. So, now church, you need to realize that if it matters to you, it matters to God. He cares if you catch the fish. He cares if you hunt the deer. He cares if you have a good time this weekend. He cares if your puppy dog is the one you really want. He cares about all that stuff. Except maybe cats. Not sure, but I'm kidding. God loves kitty cats. Do you, Lord? Okay, now. Praise God. So, But it does, it matters to him. And you're going to find out in heaven, you'll be surprised what's surrounding you in heaven. All the things that you dreamed of that mattered to you, they're going to be there like your 10,000 cats. They'll be there with you. Do not bring them to my mansion. No, I'm kidding. I'll like them by then. See, you can say, Pastor Roxanne will even like cats in heaven. Glory to God. Y'all, I actually do like them. I'm not. It's just a joke. I like to tease. And Ronnie isn't even in here. And she's the one I like to try to get. Praise the Lord. So, make sure that you grasp how God creates. So that's what we're going to do. Hebrews 11:3 says this. Y'all know it. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Here it is. Got that? Now, did it say made out of nothing?
No.
Made out of something. It's made out of God and his words. Amen. So what you want is desired outcome. You want the desired outcome. Church, there's nothing wrong with that. Shake off religion. There's nothing wrong with you wanting the desired outcome. Let's just say that it's not seen in this world, but you get it in your imagination. Request or the prayer is going to be the first creation or a declaration or confession could be the first creation. That's why it's dangerous to use your mouth to create. Oh no, we're not going to make it. Oh no, we're not going to get there. Oh no, I'm going to catch the blah blah blah. That's why that doesn't need to come out of your. You need to speak for the first creation from the reality realm that we're from. Yeah. Amen. So. And I know you know this, but it behooves me to say this too. Prayer's not trying to get God to do something. Prayer is, releasing what God has already said he would do. Heal you, bring you joy, salvation, all these things. Amen. So it's agreeing with what he already wants, what he's already creating, and then it's going to manifest in the earth. So, now, if you read your Bible, I'm going to cut through this part pretty quick. If you read your Bible, you won't ask amiss. You'll know, not to ask for silly things. You're not going to ask for, that guy at church is so handsome, but he's got a wife. So Lord, take her home so I can marry him. People have done dumb stuff like that. You'd be surprised. We don't need to talk about that anymore. You get it. There's a million things like that people come up with. But what's the word say? The word talks about healing, prosperity, provision, talks about, just so many things. Preservation, all kinds of things. So you have all that. You're healed. You're blessed. So what we do, we need to create and create. Now, let's look at the text on that. Mark 11:23, once again. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. This is in the Bible. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. Believe. Imagine that you have received them and you will have them. Let's just unpack it for a minute. Have faith in God or have the faith of God. Both are correct. Both translations are accurate. We do want to have faith in God and trust him, not just in our own faith. But let's go with have the faith of God tonight. Okay? Have the faith of God. We're being invited to operate in the God kind of faith, in God's faith. You're in God's faith. You're in his faith. You're going to go with his faith. Have the God kind of faith. Use his kind of faith. So you use the God kind of faith. It would be really smart to use the God kind of faith the way God uses his faith. That's easy. Let's just use it like he uses it. And we just watch Jesus demonstrate it. No man eat fruit hereof for after, blah, 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 blah. Not the nine words he said there. Okay. He told that fig tree what to do. Right. It's over for you, fig tree.
Right.
It was an example of it was over for religion. If you go back and read, he had been in the temple and they had these pretty leaves, but they didn't have any fruit. Okay. So, how did he use it? He speaks what is inside of him to create what he desires to see on the outside. So you're going to have the right thing on the inside. So let's say your desire, your image you have on the inside is to see a mountain removed. You're going to say unto this mountain, be thou removed. So your prayer request, your dream or your vision of the future is your first creation. I know I'm talking 101 here, okay? But we need to refresher here. When the mountain is removed, you receive the answer to the prayer, which is the second creation. So it's not just, man, I wish that mountain would be removed and you keep watching it. Or you keep talking about the mountain instead of to the mountain. Well, this is how it is. Okay, how is it? How is it? Come on, let's just slap ourselves around a little bit. How is it? Well, you know, I've got this one begotten. Well, do you? How is it? I'm healed. The light and the life of the Zoe life of God penetrates my body. I am already healed. I'm already healed. I'm already blessed. I'm already a millionaire. I'm already whatever it takes. I'm already in the place I need to be in to get the awakening done in my life. I'm already in the glory. Okay. We need to start seeing ourselves in our reality realm so that it can manifest in this reality. So I'm asking you, how is it? Well, no, how is it? Praise the Lord. Speak to the mountain and it'll be removed. Now, the next verse reinstates the principle. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. This is a truth. This works. This is not some pie in the sky dream of, well, that would be awesome. It's kind of like having a genie in a bottle. No, this is way beyond that. This is way beyond that. This is our life if we'll get it and quit judging by our five senses. Okay. You get the picture on the inside before it happens on the outside. Now, you have to receive it and believe that you did receive it. Believe you received. Believe and believe you receive.
Yes.
Believe and believe you receive. Lodge it in there.
Yes.
Okay? I received it. That's mine. Believe you receive it. If I ask Amanda, which I have, and I don't even have to ask her anymore, it just keeps going, if she will pick up my mail today, I don't think about it again. She shows up with the mail. I have the mail. And I don't think about it. The only time I think about it is she walks in with the bag, and there's the mail. And we sort out all the church mail and all the whatever and all the 1,500 things that come to us. And praise the Lord. Glory to God. But I have to ask her every time. I put it into play. And so now I don't have to think about it. Why? Because I trust Amanda. I trust Amanda. So do you trust God?
There you go.
Amen. Now, let me say this to you. Remember order. Don't skip steps. Don't just say, hey, I declare I have a new car. You're skipping the steps. Go to God. Get a picture. Ask for, we're using car as an example, okay? Could be healing, could be joy, could be freedom, could be soul deliverance, whatever it is you need. Job, whatever. Ask for the car. And with some things you skip asking because you use your authority. You don't have to ask the Lord about using your authority on the devil.
Amen.
You just resist him, kick him out. Okay. But when you're discussing something with Papa and you're going to go after it, so you want timing and such. So you're going to ask him. And then it's, now he wants you to have all these things, but a lot of times he wants to make sure that you make that divine appointment and get the exact thing. Like, remember our story of Lord, if you want us to buy this car, if you don't, we'll walk away. And he says, run, right? So it's not just any car. It's not just any joy. It's what the Lord's going to be creating for you. Okay. So, all right. So the order, go to God, get a picture, ask for the car, some things you don't have to ask for. But listen, you know your baby can have some milk, but you teach them to be polite and ask. What do? They have a little sign language. I don't know how they do it, but what do they do? Okay, give me some milk, mama. You know, and you're like, okay, so sweet. Yeah. Anyway, so believe you receive it. So we're continuing here. Let me go back and repeat because, okay. Go to God, get a picture, ask for what you want, believe you receive it, sow a seed for it, stay in faith, and do not doubt. Don't go back on it. Listen, here's the big trip. Here's the big trip up. You go get into something. You stand. You believe you receive it. 2 weeks later, it didn't happen. And you come back to me and say, I guess the Lord didn't want me to have it. Now, what's the problem with that? That's not how God works. You're not talking Bible. God doesn't work like that. Find out first. Go to God. Find out first if he wants you to have it. He wants you to have healing. You just find that in the Bible, so you already know that's right. He wants you to have provision. We're talking about certain things. Certain things that you would want. Certain way are, Lord, so you get a phone call and they say, can you come preach? And so you could say, yeah, but you should say, let me get back to you. And then you go and pray. Lord, do you want me to go over there? And you may go, I've been going to some of the same places for over 20 years, but I still ask every time. Telling you, preachers, you need to ask. You need to know. One time I said to Danny, I said, well, if you have a series, you know, you can just preach 2 weeks in a row. And she, you know what she said to me? No, no. So see, she wasn't jockeying to get to preach. We got to get off of that kind of stuff. She's like, no, I have it all in one message. I don't need to do that. That's big. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So, but you see what I'm talking about. So, sow a seed, stay in faith, don't doubt. Now, just because it doesn't come in 30 minutes.
Right.
Because it already came. You created it. Yeah. If he says, yeah, you can sense, yeah. Okay, it's time for that. Let's just use vehicle because it's time for the new vehicle. You sense that.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe I've received. Find out what you want. Be specific. Find out what you want. Stay with it. When it says do not doubt in your heart, run on over to James. Mm-hmm. A double-minded man, doubt is the word double. It's the same word.
Yeah.
And doubt is, what does it say? He's like, what does it say? The waves of the sea tossed to and fro. In other words, has his hand out, pulls it back before it gets there. Has his hand out, pulls it back before it gets there. Every time the angels get close enough to bring it to them, they jerk back. People do that with their healing all the time.
Oh, yeah, right.
They have a pain in their body. And just because it didn't leave at the moment that hands were laid on them, they think they didn't receive anything. Praise the Lord. So that, well, those dreams, church, and those desires, they're not just these fleeting maybes. Okay, God wants you to start a company. Start the company. And believe Him every step of the way. Desire of Father. Desire of the Father. He's given you these desires. People are so religious. They're like, well, you know, God probably wouldn't want me to have so much. Are you kidding me? He needs for you to have everything.
That's right.
Just want to shake you. Don't, you're like, well, you're being religious. Help, get what you get so you can help people.
Right.
You have to keep it all for yourself. No. But let it run through you. Be a pipeline. Let it run through you.
Amen.
Start where you are to be a philanthropist. Yeah. Well, I don't know what I would do with $1 million. Well, God may ask you to give it away. And then we'll see. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, put what is in the heart in the mind. You know, I really have a heart to do this. Then start putting it in your mind. Do not doubt in your heart. Lock it in. And then begin to work on your mind. Listen, you can have faith in your heart and doubt in your mind. Did you know that? Brother Hagin taught us that years ago. You can actually have faith in your heart and doubt it in your mind. This is what he always said, and y'all have heard me say it a million times. The birds can fly over your head, but don't let them nest in your hair. You just say, no, no. I do have that. I do have what I need. My bills are paid. I am blessed. And I'm going to tell you something. We need to get way beyond taking care of the bills. And I know most of you are, but all of us need to be. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, so put what's in your heart and your mind. We live in this third dimension. Our thoughts and beliefs are tied to the fourth dimension. So let them engage in that. Let them engage in the other realm. What Jesus say back in the 10th chapter? All things are possible. Amen. With God. Who are you with? I'm with God, so all things are possible.
Yeah.
You don't have a limit on your business. You're not limited unless you limit it. God says you can have it. God says you can be well. Well, you know, I'm 75, so I'm not. But so you say, well, I'm 75. I'm not. But if you say, I'm 75, so, you know, okay, listen. This is very important, 55 and older. Do not start allowing yourself to decline because of age.
Right. Yep.
Well, I'm this old, so I'm expecting that I can't do this. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. You sure can do it. Well, I know we've all done it, but we need to stop it. And those of you that are 40, you need to start now saying your youth is renewed like the eagle, because 50's coming. And I'm telling you, you're just limiting yourself by imagining. And listen, there are people who get up into their 70s and they start thinking they're ready to die. No! And the devil will get on them. Well, you're probably going to die. You're probably going to die. You're probably going to die. No, I'll live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. You got to get that stuff out of your thinking. Okay, that was free. Let's finish up with this. Learn the incubation process. Number one, envision a clear-cut objective. That's number one. This is the incubation process. What's the objective? What are you going after? Number two, have a burning desire. This is what God called me to do. I'm going to do it. I mean, even if it bugs all the people you work with. It's mine. I mean, I bugged everybody all day long the day I hit that grand slam. All day long. From house to house. Hey, I'm going to hit a grand slam tonight at the softball game. You are you? Well, I'll be there. I'm like, come on, because I'm going to do it. Man, I was a crummy ball player, but I was going to do it that night. Okay, and so I went to Sissy's house, and I told Sissy's husband, I'm going to hit a grand slam tonight. And then I told her I'm going to hit a grand slam. Well, she was on the team, so she's third baseman. So we knew that was going to happen, you know, that we would all be there. So everywhere I went, I just kept saying, I'm hitting a grand. And I was just relentless. And I just didn't even think, well, what if I don't? I was just like, I'm going to. I'm just going to do it. And lo and behold, the bases were loaded when I got up to bat. And I'm left-handed, so they all moved right. Right? And I hit out to left field. And it went over the left fielder and dribbled to the fence. And they're running to get it, you know. And I ran the bases and we won the game. Just be relentless. America is great. Be relentless about it. Be relentless about it. My children will be taught the right things. Be relentless about that. I will stand for the freedom of all Americans. Vax, non-vax, Democrat, Republican, the freedom for all of them. We stand for the Constitution for freedom. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what's right with it. Be relentless about it. Be relentless about your healing. I am healed in Jesus' name. Stay with it. Envision a clear-cut objective. Have a burning desire. Pray for assurance. Okay, Lord, back me up now. Back me up. Now, how's he going to do that? You're going to get this out. And all of a sudden, you're going to get a verse that you go, that's exactly what I needed to hear. The Bible's your friend. God's talking in this thing.
That's right.
Or someone will show up and go, hey, did you know? No. I mean, I was sitting in a meeting and I was like, now, Lord, I know you put some things on my heart and I'm just rubbed about some things and no. And lo and behold, God sent someone to sit two seats away from me and leaned over to me and said, hey, no. And I was like, write about it. Because the devil will challenge you. You don't need that. Speak the word. Envision a clear-cut objective. Have a burning desire. Pray for assurance. And speak the word. This will cause the imagination to get strong. Amen? This is what you want. This is what you want to do. Pray. I'm talking about being relentless, because you'll do maybe some silly things like, you know, my pockets are filled with $100 bills. Do it a little bit. Well, that's not very Christian. That is too. If it'll push you over the mark where you start believing yourself, get a scripture about it. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich and adds no toil to it. And you can't come up with another translation because that's what it says. That's what it says. The blessing, the empowerment to prosper is on your life. Well, you know, if the Lord blessed everyone, we would never learn anything. Excuse me, you have a Bible and a preacher. You can learn. And the Holy Ghost. Come on, church. Let's just throw off all the parasite drag and get what God wants us to have. Go ahead and be blessed. So then you can say, hey, God did this. How come your business works? How come you're so prosperous? How come you own all that land? How come things go right for you? Because I'm blessed. Would you like to know Jesus? Because he'll do the same for you. How come you're not all hung up and condemned? Over at our church, we all feel condemned all the time. Because the Bible says that where sin abound, grace did much more abound.
Amen.
How come you're not feeling the brunt of this curse? Because we're blessed. Because we've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
Amen.
Get those things lodged into your thinking. You'll be a winner. Amen. So everything we just said there, the clear-cut objective, having a burning desire, pray for assurance, speak the word, those are all steps for first creation. Okay, Lord, is this what you want to do? You know, I like this. I remember Gloria Copeland said this. She said, she had been planning this house. And she planned and planned and planned. And it got so big in her heart, first creation. And then she said, Lord, this is getting too big. I'm either going to have to do it. But I tell you what, if you don't want me to do it, I'll walk away from it and never mention it to you again. Now that's a big person. And I've learned to do that many times. Lord, do you want to do this? Because if you don't, we're going to walk away from it. We're not going to look at it again. We're not going to come back around to it. If you don't want to do it, I'm not getting involved. I don't need an Ishmael. So that right there will save you. And when he says, yes, that's yours. That land is y'all's. That's where you're going to build your church. That's what this is going to have. That's your church vehicle. That's your church equipment. That's whatever it is. Those are your church people. Then we can say yes to that and just move right into it. That should be our objective, is to do what he says to do and then take it and don't doubt in your heart. Believe that you have it. Start imagining from the other realm. Yes. Our thoughts, our beliefs are connected to the fourth dimension. It lies outside the physical world in the realm of the supernatural, where all things are possible. Visions and dreams are the language of the fourth dimension, and the Holy Spirit communicates those to you. You get a dream, it's going to be too big for you. The dreams needs to be too big for you. If you can do it, it's not big enough. Dream big. Allow the Lord to give you the dreams. You have to create your desired reality in your mind before you're going to experience it in your world. And you're really going to have to create it in your mouth. Yes. So when I come up to you and I ask you, how's the na-na-na-na-na? You have a choice. You're either going to tell me what's in the real realm or you're going to tell me what's in this realm. But if you agree with the fourth dimension, it'll manifest in this dimension. People ask me, how's Gracie doing? She's my little 14-year-old dog. Y'all see her on the thermostat. She's, you know. She's healed. And that's it. She's healed. I have to carry her outside. She's healed. We had a victory today. She took off on her own today. Because she's healed. Yeah. She hears it. Cars hear it. Houses hear it. Land hears it. Land hears it. Finances hear it. Why? Because you're made in the image of God. The world heard God. The water heard God. The fish heard Jesus. And they went, oh, Jesus is calling us to the boat. Let's all go jump in those nets. Yeah. They hear you. Stuff hears you. You can prove that in science, quantum physics. They respond to the observer, so you know they respond to the confessor. And you can watch in this world the people that will draw darkness to themselves. You can watch it, or you can draw the light. It's your choice. You can draw being broke. You can draw being sick. You can draw being religious. You can draw being whatever. You can draw wrong doctrine to yourself. Or you can read the Bible and you can create everything that God has for you. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you for this word today. We thank you, Lord. Oh, I want to do one more thing. This is important. I don't want to leave this out. We're early, but I want to add this. Let's read 11:25. I want the internet to stay with us until we read this. Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Now, let's get out of religious thinking and unpack that. What about forgiveness? If the Bible says that faith works by love. So if you're in unforgiveness, faith is not clicking for you. It's not doing its job. Why? Why? Faith works by love. God is love. Love has to work in the love realm. Unforgiveness is not in the love realm. So you're actually blocking the faith work because love can't come in and work there. It's not God going, listen here, son. You don't forgive them, I'm not forgiving you. Jesus has already paid the price. You are forgiven. But your fellowship with God has to be cleared out. And that needs to be cleared out. So when you forgive, when you give, when you give up, you open the lane for love. Love can get through and then everything's clear and then God can give to you. He can move through. It's a matter of the love lane or the love realm. It's not him saying, you do this, I do that. Now, I know that we play checkers with God, so to speak, but it's not like you think. God has already done all the good. According to the scripture, he's already done all the good. So don't get messed up on forgiveness like there's some mean, somebody ready to beat you because you're not getting through because you're not in the love lane. Now, let me add something to that. Forgiveness is a choice. It's a choice. You may not feel it. You may not feel like you forgive the person, but you just grit your teeth and you say, Lord, I forgive them. I forgive them. And when you see them on the street and you really want to smell the mustard, you say, no, devil, I forgave them. I don't care if Tabasco sauce comes all the way up. No, I forgave them, and it'll go all the way back down. And you'll find you'll start having compassion on people. Amen. Even some of those ones you've had to deal with politically, you'll start going, you know what? Bless their hearts. What a mess. Their imagination went to the wrong place, but ours doesn't have to. We can win every time. We imagine the right thing coming to you. Just imagine, no, this is where I'm going. No, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm supposed to have. But you're going to have to agree with your imagination. You're going to have to agree with what God. I'm not talking about imagining crazy stuff. Once again, I'm talking about imagine God stuff. Amen.